Alright, my peoples, let's bring some good stuff, because sometimes these peoples speak nothing but evils. I don't know. In the meantime, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I, as always, am your host, Jason. I have a great episode scheduled for you today. This is a really cool superhero. A lot of you guys may know them, but not actually know about them, so let's get in. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way. We'll kind of plug into it. All right, so the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. As always, you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. It's an online radio station. It's awesome. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. I just started that. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Like, subscribe, share the channel, hit the notification bell. I don't know. All that stuff that everyone else tells you to do for their channel, it does actually help. But yeah, do all that. It'll be great. I post videos all the time. Superhero memes daily. I post AI generated artwork with superheroes, and I did like Thundercats and stuff like that, He-Man, you know, all the good stuff. I did a lot of those, and I posted up. So I actually post about 3 to 4 times a week. So check it out. There's always something good. And like I said, the superhero memes are daily. And I usually end up posting like a big thing of superhero memes every Saturday. So do that. All right. Now, with all that being said, let me get into it. I'm going to be talking about the hero known as M from Marvel Comics and the X-Men universe. Her real name is Monet St. Croix. I hope I am saying that correctly. But anyways, I'm just going to say Monet. Monet was born in Sarajevo, Bosnia, during a family ski trip, and is the second child to a rich and eccentric Afro-Monegasque Cartier St. Croix and his Algerian wife, which is just his Algerian wife. Okay, I don't know what Afro-Monegasque is. If you know, please let me know, because it just sounds weird. And it's because of my own ignorance is why it sounds weird. All right, anyways. Cartier was the son of the French aristocrat Louis St. Croix. Now, Monet grew up pompous and spoiled as a result of being the favorite child of her father, with his prestigious position as the Monegasque ambassador to France. She was also raised as a Muslim, so there's a bit of diversity there. Shortly after her mother's mysterious death, her brother Marius, a vampiric mutant known as M-Plate, was banished from the St. Croix home. He eventually returned after learning the dark arts and requested that Monet join him in conquering another dimension. She rejected his offer, and after finally having enough of his sister's ridicule, Marius transformed her into a red-skinned, untouchable mute creature whom he nicknamed Penance. Monet's younger sister, Nicole and Claudette, heard the commotion and investigated, and when they could not find Monet, they assumed that Marius had killed her. The twins then banished him to another dimension while Monet followed, believing it was her only way to revert to normal. Now, I know some of you are hearing the name Penance, and you're like, wow, that sounds familiar. It's because when Speedball, when he was fighting in Civil War, or right before Civil War, he was following a villain named Nitro. And they attacked Nitro in like a residential area. Nitro, he has the power to like explode and reform himself. So he exploded and killed a bunch of people. Speedball survived, got blamed for it, and his guilt made him take on a new persona called Penance. So I actually did a deep dive on the Speedball version of Penance. I encourage you to check it out because it's really cool. Really cool power set. How everything kind of morphed within him. This is not the same Penance. So just letting you know. All right. Anyways, afraid their father would break down after the loss of his favorite child, the twin sisters decided to merge bodies and replicate Monet. This version of Monet would have been identical to the original if were not for Claudette's autism, which would sometimes take effect, leaving Monet in catatonic stupors. Subsequently, while the twins were impersonating their sister, they were among the new generation of mutants captured by the techno-organic alien race known as the Falniks. That's insane. Like, we went through four kids just now in this little intro for her, like this brief backstory, where she had powers, the brother had like vampiric powers, and then the twins merged to become her. We need some kind of family history on them. Like, there needs to be a series. So that's going to be a spoiler alert. All right. While impersonating Monet, the twins battled the Falniks until she and the other teenage mutants were rescued by Banshee and Emma Frost. The group soon formed the Generation X team, with Sean and Emma acting as co-headmasters of the new school designed to train them in the use of their powers. Shortly after the school opens, Banshee, Sync, and Jubilee go to the airport to welcome the new students. And one of them was named Chamber, who is really cool. He's kind of like this telepath. I've actually got to do a deep dive on him. Give me one second. I love doing these shows where, like, information kind of feeds into itself. And we should do one on Sync as well. Where did my pen go? I will write it in my notebook. All right. So I'm going to do Sync and Chamber. I've got a huge list. So it's gonna be a while, but I'm going to work on them. All right, anyways. The twins remain at the school and are reunited with the Australian teleporter Gateway, who they are glad to see and address as mentor. However, Gateway's return serves to warn them of the return of their evil brother. The twins convince Gateway to teleport them, Husk, who we did a deep dive on, Skin, and Emma Frost to the airport where M-Plate has already managed to absorb the powers of Chamber and Banshee. Though the twins recognize M-Plate and address him as such, he says he cannot determine their name despite the aspect of his mutant power that grants him knowledge at a glance with mutants, including their name and more or less allowing them to read their memories. In addition, M-Plate knows for a fact they are not Monet, as the true Monet has been in his prisoner and main source of sustenance for years. Rather than face the full might of Generation X, M-Plate decides to retreat. The twins try to stop him from fleeing, but are forced to stop telepathically by Emma, who saw Husk seriously wounded in the battle and desired to keep Monet from meeting a similar fate. The twins are furious at her interruption and warn her never to enter their minds again. Shortly after returning to the school, Gateway reappears on the front lawn, this time with the true Monet, having found her during the aforementioned battle, as M-Plate returns to his hideout to find her gone, who is still trapped in the Penance body. Gateway utters a single word, Penance, and this is assumed to be the unfortunate girl's name by others. The moment Penance wakes up, her overriding desire is to be free. She instinctively slashes through anything in her way with her razor-sharp claws to achieve this goal and escapes onto the school grounds. The twins immediately display both a detailed knowledge of Penance's plight, specifically her connection to M-Plate, far beyond even her teachers, as well as a curious reluctance to physically engage in battle. While the rest of the team scrambles to try and capture Penance by force, Chamber merely lets her come to him, sensing that their mutant powers have made them both monsters and kindred spirits. Penance calms down in his presence, bringing the crisis to a peaceful end. The team soon becomes aware of Monet's reoccurring temporary trances, where she spaces out and is temporarily unresponsive for several minutes, at the least, and this is due to Claudette's autism. Monet later motions to the reader, so to us, that this most often happens during moments of intense focus. Worse, as she is the only member of the team with actual super strength, she proves completely unmovable until she emerges from the trances. An early occurrence of this trance state forces Sink, Skin, and Jubilee to abandon her during a trip to New York City, where they end up battling and defeating Hemingway of Jean Nation. Monet eventually wakes up and reunites with the team, just in time to save Jubilee and Leech from being crushed by a falling slab of debris. Though Jubilee is grateful, she later points out that Monet would be a major liability if she ever spaced out in battle. Monet brushes aside her concern and continues to do so virtually any time her trances are mentioned in the near future. I gotta side with Jubilee on this one. That is dangerous. I don't care how powerful you are. If your team is depending on you and you just randomly space out, everyone's in danger. All right. Now, during the Generation X annual 1995, the team is introduced to Cordelia Frost, Emma Frost's younger and even less trustworthy sister, and her constant companion, the mutant Mondo, who is able to absorb both organic and inorganic matter, taking on his properties as well as transport himself through these same materials. Mondo eventually joins the team while Cordelia leaves, and at the same time, Jubilee discovers and accidentally rips Monet's diary, which more closely resembles a children's coloring book. Penance later has something resembling a seizure while swimming with Jubilee, forcing Emma to give her the psychic equivalent of a sedative. Penance remains unconscious in the medical wing for the next two issues, with Jubilee as her most constant visitor. Almost immediately after Chamber saves the team from a near-fatal attack by Omega Red, Penance is woken, and they are again attacked by M-Plate, who desires to have Penance return to him. Because we have to remember, this is how M-Plate was getting substance from her. So this time, M-Plate has recruited a team of Hellions to do his dirty work, all of whom are under his thrall, including Gale Edgerton, Chamber's former lover who was paralyzed when his powers first manifested. Gale helps M-Plate because she wants revenge on Chamber. But once Generation X is captured, he betrays her. Monet is the last to be captured, and M-Plate reveals his first of several St. Croix family secrets to Generation X, that Monet is actually his younger sister. However, he does not reveal to them that the twins have fused to become Monet, though it is clear from his choice of words that he is now aware of this as well. Monet manages to escape and contact the X-Men for help before the Hellions find her. The X-Men Bishop arrives to assist Monet, and he is disturbed upon learning of Monet's relation to M-Plate and reveals that hordes of M-Plates will be a source of great trouble in the future. That's insane. Like, this is a crazy history so far. All right, meanwhile, Jubilee manages to enrage M-Plate into absorbing her genetic marrow, knowing that because she cannot control her powers when she is angry, neither can M-Plate. The resulting explosion of pyrotechnics frees Generation X, and M-Plate frees with Penance, though it is unclear if she was taken against her will. They reemerge before Monet and Bishop, and Bishop immediately tries to kill M-Plate to spare the future from his taint. Penance confronts Monet, torn between killing her and helping her. Monet does not resist, hoping her death will atone for her brother's sins. And upon hearing this, Penance attacks M-Plate, which shocks him into retreat. However, he reveals that he has converted Sink into his minion and transported him to his hometown of St. Louis, to feed on his own family and friends. The team manages to stop Sink, though it is Monet who ultimately defeats him by daring him to truly sink with her. Whatever Sink finds inside her horrifies him and shocks Implate's influence out of him, leaving only more questions in the team's minds about what Monet may be hiding. This is all really, really cool stuff. While the rest of the Marvel Universe was occupied with Onslaught, Emma, sensing the disturbance, tried to protect Generation X by taking over their minds, gently but firmly, forcing them to accompany her to her home. While this did indeed protect them from Onslaught, it also left them basically defenseless against Toad, who Emma had allowed to live in her home. To correct this oversight, Nicole projected herself into Emma's mind for the first time, and which Emma mistook her for a younger Monet, explaining the situation so that Emma would release the team and talk sense into Toad. Following this adventure, Generation X comes to the attention of Bastion of Operation Zero Tolerance. Now, Bastion is this kind of like, it looks like a man, but it's actually a sentinel. I don't know if it's part man, part sentinel, or it's just really good camouflage. But he was supposed to be like the ultimate kind of sentinel. But anyways. Okay. Yeah, for the time being, Bastion takes special notice of Chamber, Banshee, and Implate, and their disastrous first meeting at the airport. Bastion eventually figures out Chamber's identity, and upon learning that Chamber's plane ticket was purchased by Frost Enterprises, gradually comes closer to exposing Gen X's, and more importantly, the X-Men's secrets. Monet enters one of her trances during a xenobiology midterm given by visiting Professor Beast. Penance ventures into the classroom via the window and attempts to sit for the test, and though she only manages to shred her test paper, Emma considers it a plus because she is at least trying to fit in. I mean, that's optimistic, right? Yeah, so anyway, Beast is fascinated when Monet reemerges from the trance, having built a detailed origami structure out of her test paper. Beast reveals to Sean and Emma that Monet's trances likely have nothing to do with her mutant power as they first thought. Instead, he recognizes the signs and says Monet is autistic. Though Sean and Emma discuss treatment options and try to talk Monet into seeing a doctor, she abruptly destroys the school's cars on the scheduled date and refuses to go.
Wow.
So Sean chases her into the sky, where she tearfully describes having been poked and prodded by numerous doctors as a child and begs him not to make her go through that again. Sean agrees, though Emma insists that Monet simply manipulated him to avoid the problem yet again. Implate appears while Monet, Husk, Jubilee, and Emma spend the Christmas holidays at the St. Croix home in Monaco. He only reveals himself to Monet, and his presence seemed to trigger in her the ability to view mutagenic auras, just as he does. Implate invites Monet to join him and, failing that, asks her to find someone to take his place in the dimension where he is constantly torn apart. Monet cannot imagine condemning anyone else to such a fate, and Implate vanishes into a sea of white hands that tear at his flesh. This is a twisted family. Generation X is then attacked by the team of Sean's cousin, Black Tom Cassidy, and Mondo, who undergoes a fearsome transformation in appearance and attitude, having been shown waiting for Tom's signal over the course of several issues to reveal his true nature. Black Tom's plant manipulation completely transforms the school grounds, and he forces Sean and Emma to fight each other to the death in front of the captured team, while Mondo captures Jubilee, who manages to evade them. Bastion finds Jubilee first and protects her by killing Mondo, but then takes Jubilee hostage and transports her to his desert base in New Mexico. Emma uses her powers to force Sean to unleash a sonic scream, supposedly killing her in the process. Sean is then rescued by Penance, who slices Tom in half with a single blow. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see here. She's got a pretty good history. We got a bit more to go. All right. Let's see here. Having discovered that the captured team is actually merely empty husks, Sean sets out to find Generation X. Unknown to him, they have been transported to a tiny island in the ocean. Monet and Chamber try to protect their teammates, but the sheer hopelessness of the situation causes Monet to panic, and she attempts to fly away and get help. But she soon exhausts herself and falls into the ocean. Sink then pulls her back on the island, but Monet has lost all hope. Emma recovers and searches Sean's mind, helping her realize where the team is. Oddly enough, the team suddenly finds itself on a rusty ship at sea, where their dreams seem to have been realized. Chamber's body is restored, and he is dating Husk. Sink and Jubilee are in love and run a camp for kids, and Emplate is restored to the kind brother that Monet once knew. Skin, however, is tied to a pole because he will not make a request of Glorian, the dream shaper who rescued the team. He eventually convinces Glorian to send the team home, though Glorian assumes this means Skin's home of Los Angeles and sends the team there. Sean realizes that Black Tom planned to send the team to the sentient island Krakoa. Bum bum bum. Alright. So when Monet returned, she and Everett continued to grow close, and Everett is Sink. They began to grow close and intensify their relationship. However, Monet was the most devastated when Sink sacrificed his own life to stop an exploding bomb that had been placed in the academy by Emma Frost's sister, Adrienne. After the tragic incident, the team rapidly began to fall apart, even as Monet began to open up and act more vulnerable around her teammates. Monet also began to observe Emma acting strangely villainous. After they found out Emma had killed her sister in retribution for Everett's death, the entire team questioned Emma's leadership abilities, particularly when combined with Banshee's relapse into alcoholism following the death of his lover, Moira McTaggart. The school was promptly closed when the students decided their instructors were no longer fit to teach them. So, after Generation X disbanded, Monet temporarily joined Banshee's militant X-Corps with Husk and Jubilee to keep an eye on the devastated Irish mutant. However, the X-Corps were soon destroyed by Mystique, leaving M to join the X-Corporation's European branch, located in Paris, where she assisted Cannonball, Multiple Man, and Siren in defeating Weapon XII, so Weapon 12. Weapon X is actually Weapon 10. It just sounds so much better to say Weapon X. Weapon XII does not sound good. Weapon 12 doesn't sound much better, but it is somewhat of an improvement, I guess. Anyways, Monet helped the X-Men battle Black Tom, Cassidy, and the Juggernaut before returning to her duties at the X-Corporation in Paris. Alright, following the events of House of M and the shutdown of X-Corporation, Monet, who has also appeared on the cover of Vanity Fair, has opted to join X-Factor Investigations, a private detective agency run by Multiple Man. Monet completed her first mission on the team by telepathically tricking the famous actor Jack Vaughn to confess to the murder of Gloria Santiago's sister. Afterwards, Monet broke down crying in Jamie Madrick's, who is Multiple Man, in his arms, but quickly threatened to break him in half if he ever revealed her moment of weakness. A comment made to Richter, seems to imply that she no longer wishes to go by the name M. However, in a therapy session with Doc Samson, Monet stated that she hides behind the M persona so that others will not see how vulnerable she is and how vulnerable she can become after the long time she was held captive by her brother. Okay, so I know this sounds weird, and it's because some of the information I've omitted. You know, because a lot of it just didn't seem like it was going anywhere. Where she said where she was held captive by her brother, Monet actually got her identity back at some point. But it was one of those kind of like blink and you miss it kind of events. It's just so weird. And I'm going to address that too, but yeah. So she's back to her normal self. Like, she's not Penance. She's actually the Monet persona that the twins had kind of made up or imitated. All right, so Manet also had a brief romantic fling with multiple men. The tryst did not end well because multiple men was unsure whether he or his duplicate had relations with her. While he or his duplicate slept with Siren at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let that be. While the two women initially refused to speak to each other, they eventually took a shopping trip to patch things up after being threatened by Layla Miller. During the Paris trip, the two encountered a small anti-mutant mob marching on Paris's own mutant town and were arrested by the Gender Arms for breaking the riot up. However, in a French prison, the mob leader bragged to Siren and Monet that he and his mob had succeeded in burning down the building, which is why they had been arrested. In response, Monet really hurt the mob leader before she and Siren broke out of the prison to check on the ex-mutants. While the two arrived, they found an abandoned girl whom Monet decided to take back to the States. Monet has had a small role during the Messiah Complex as well. She's seen with the rest of the X-Teams and has a talk with Warpath about his feelings concerning his late friend Caliban and being a member of X-Force. Later, he aids Emma and the Stepford Cuckoos in locating the baby, and she is present at the final battle on Muir Island. Monet is also later seen living in the sovereign nation of Krakoa, constructed by X as the new mutant homeland for him and his people. She was amongst a host of heavy hitter X-Men selected to take the fight to the Orcus group before they could bring the abominable Mother Mold online. Now, Mother Mold was like the Sentinel making Sentinel, basically. Whilst on their way to the Orcus Forge from their lunar base, the team was met with heavy resistance by their opposing force. Now, the thing with Mother Mold, I believe it's also been called Master Mold. I think that there's the one and the same. But if I remember correctly, they were basically this giant sentinel that could make the normal sentinels, but they could also learn from things and make modifications to each new iteration of sentinels. So it's kind of insane. All right, but anyways, after their ship was believed to been dispatched by the Forge's armed forces, Husk and Archangel were found dead on arrival. The rest of the team went to work while Monet stayed behind with Jean and set up a telepathic relay for everyone to keep in contact with one another. The vessel they were on was eventually boarded and Monet shoved Jean out an escape pod while fighting to the death with Orcus's soldiers in her penance form. So maybe she can switch back and forth? It's weird. At a later date, thanks to the Five, who merged their collective mutant powers together to resurrect Monet as well as Archangel, Jean, Scott, Paige, Logan, Raven, and Kurt, with the help from a Cerebro-empowered X, Monet was more than happy to be back amongst the living, but was hesitant to receive a hug from Storm.